There's something about taking a slow train across the country that is fundamentally satisfying. While the train isn't an express, it's showing no sign of delay. It's just chugging slowly and inevitably through the landscape. Of course, one boards a train to get from A to B. Just by sitting in one place, you're doing that, which means everything else is, well, extra. You're free to relax, enjoy the passing scenery without any sense that there's something else that requires your attention. That to-do list is just going to have to wait. For now, everything that could be done has been done. All that's left is the pure enjoyment of the land unrolling around you like a never-ending tapestry. To get us in the mood for this journey, it's always nice to begin with a little wind-down. Tonight's wind-down is a visualization. So, no matter what's been going on today, whether it's been a busy day or a calm one, this is an opportunity to put everything down. To let go of any inner chatter and find a place of rest in both the body and the mind. So first, get yourself comfortable in bed, just taking a moment to pause and be still. And when you're ready, taking a big, deep breath. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you breathe out, allowing the body to sink down into your bed. Feeling the weight of the body, allowing thoughts come and go. Now imagining a steady flow of warm sunlight flowing down through the body. Dissolving any tension, any discomfort. As it begins to fill the body, starting with the toes, moving up through the feet and the legs, being filled with sunlight. The qualities of warmth, space and ease as it continues to travel up through the body, up past the waist to the back and the stomach. It's as though it washes away any discomfort. It continues up through the chest and the back, into the shoulders, and down the arms, all the way down to the hands and fingers. A sense of relief in the body and stillness in the mind as it continues to travel up through the neck and the throat, into the head and face, all the way to the very top of the body, until there's nothing other than that sense of stillness remaining. And now, just gently bringing the attention back to the body. The train slows down as it passes through a small town, a town of cottages and gardens. The train tracks run behind a neighborhood. You can see roofs and chimneys. You can see the backyard fences of all those little cottages. Plants peek over the fences sometimes. Look at those snapdragons waving over a red brick wall. From here you can see the long green stems and little globes of yellow. Ivy drapes over a pale purple picket fence. When the shiny leaves flutter in the wind, they catch the sunlight and throw brilliant flashes, just for a moment. And then the leaves are still again, like coins thrown into the air. In another garden, a pink grapefruit tree waves as the train passes by. The rosy fruits, round and heavy, bounce on their branches. The contrast of the pink grapefruit nestled into bright green leaves is lovely to see. It's as if all the plants in this neighborhood are waving hello, even on your short journey through this town. As the train chugs along, you spot the beginning of a mural on a concrete wall. You see giant white and red roses thickly painted onto the wall. You imagine that if you run your hand over the mural, you could feel the layers of paint. The roses of the mural are in full bloom. They're so large, they must be the size of a person. The dewdrops on the petals could be the size of your hand. Between the white and red roses, monarch butterflies grace the mural. You marvel at the brilliant orange of their wings, segmented by rich black lines. The wings of the monarch butterfly look like stained glass windows, so massive and elegant. The mural goes in the same direction as the train. You can follow the path of the butterfly, fluttering up and down along the tangled roses. What a lovely, considerate town to create this beautiful mural for travelers to see. Your room on the train resembles the inside of a jewelry box, lush and private. You lean back against your stuffed armchair. The cushions are made of red velvet, with tiny lines of golden thread running along the seams. Under your feet, the warm violet carpet is thick and full, muffling any steps. The door to the hallway is closed, its polished mahogany gleaming with care. Someone has wiped this room clean of dust just for you. You can faintly smell the orange oil used to polish the wood in your compartment. On your left, a wide window seems like some ever-changing illustration. Red velvet curtains on either side of the window have been tied back with yellow tassels. Framed with the same pretty wood, through the window you have a clear view of the countryside. The landscape rolls along at an even pace. Just as you fully appreciate one scene, the environment changes to give you a new perspective. The vent of your window is also open. It makes a little whistling sound as the wind rushes by. As the train clatters along, you hear the click and clack of the wheels moving over the tracks. It's rhythmic and soothing, almost as if someone was sliding beads onto a great strand. You smell the ocean before you can see any water. Through the window vent, a salty breeze enters your compartment, fluttering the red velvet curtains. The train curves around a bend in the tracks. The landscape opens, and blue fills your vision. Blue of a cloudless sky. Blue of waves rushing to meet the shore. The ocean fills your horizon with the cool end of the color spectrum. Where the current is cold and deep, the water is indigo. The warm tides are almost cerulean. Here and there, the sun flashes brilliantly on the waves, adding to this natural spray of color. You see the turquoise water crash into white froth, and then that sweep of the afternoon tide pulling into the ocean from the peachy sand. Perhaps this is how the ocean inhales and exhales. Long grasses along the sand dunes wave from the sea winds and the train rushing by. From your window, you spot glimmers of white and red in a green field, almost as if confetti was thrown over the landscape in some celebration for spring. This must be a strawberry farm. You spy the arc of the farm's massive sprinkler. The sprinkler throws droplets of water over the plants. In the afternoon sunlight, you can just make out a shimmering rainbow cast by the water. Rays of ruby, emerald, and gold mist beam as they fall to earth. The train bustles by an orchard of orange trees planted in neat rows. There must be hundreds of trees here. If you relax your gaze with a soft focus, the lines of orange trees blur into a shifting mass. You glimpse the alleys of trees as the train rushes by. Planted in perfect geometric lines, the branches of each tree stretch and twist in unpredictable ways. It's a beautiful contrast. The oranges themselves are beautiful too. You spy a few lying on the grass. It is said that you get a wish if you peel an orange in one go. Imagine that, a whole orchard full of wishes. The train cruises through a range of foothills. It must have rained here recently. Drifting through your window, the air is fresh and almost smells damp, like laundry drying on a line. Great puffs of white cloud float over the foothills, as if the clouds were round sponges wrung clean of water. The grass on the hills is long and green, growing wild. As the grasses ripple in the wind, you spot the sun glinting on the yellow undersides of each leaf. This is how you can follow a breeze across the range of foothills. A breeze will begin at the top of one hill, then gently roll onto the next and the next. Your eyes trace the curves of the earth. As if there were thousands of silky threads, these leaves of grass weave into a tapestry, rolling by your window. You know that the train is traveling quite fast, but the flatlands of the countryside are so large, it feels as though you've barely moved at all. It's so calming now to simply look out into open space. You're closer to the desert at this point in your journey. The earth is soft brown, the color of an avocado seed. Mounds of pink and orange rocks jut from the land. There are no buildings, just a few trees scattered around. There's so much possibility. The sky seems to stretch forever here. It's a lighter blue than you've ever seen before, a blue bordering on grey. The sun beams through the cloud cover, adding a burst of golden light, like a squeeze of lemon. See a flock of birds take flight across the flat land. At this distance, the starlings are merely dark flecks. You can spot the individual birds, yet they swirl and loop in one coordinated mass. It's gorgeous to watch. The flat land provides so much space for these tricks, they must appreciate the open expanse too. In the valley below the train tracks, you see a sunny, bustling city. Buildings rise into the sky like the jagged edge of a key. Grey highways thread throughout the city. From this distance, the cars are just little flashes of light. In fact, the whole place seems to glow orange, from windows of apartments to mirrors on cars. Let alone the great skyscrapers made of bright metal and glass. The city appears hazy and mesmerizing with all this reflected sunlight. Yet even the tallest building is tiny compared to the mountain looming over the city. Dark gray rocks at the bottom shift into a peak of evergreen trees at the tree line far above the neighborhoods and roads. The tree line looks as though a pine wreath wraps around the mountain. And on the very top of the mountain, you can see snow. Icy white snow. Even as the city below shines with spring heat, misty clouds swirl in the sky. It could be snowing, even now. There's so much space here, plenty of room for any creature to roam, including the spotted brown and white cows over there on the dairy farm. Must be a nice life, wandering these green fields all day. There's a brown wooden fence to keep the cows away from the train, but other than that, the cows simply wander. They lift their heads and watch the train roll by and return to munching the clover beneath them. Behind the cows, you see a painted red barn with open doors. On the field, heaps of fuzzy yellow hay cast long shadows down the field. A red wheelbarrow stands nearby.